morning, John.
Good morning.
Tante.
No, it's all the same. Kind of cloudy, but weather's been nice this year. Kind of mild.
Yeah.
Very mild. I think it's minus 2 in Lilla.
Well, yeah, I'm going to be a chance to get a chance.
Band members died there, so close see the way of curiosity. Did he see Bazi? See Sansa, Blacklist, lot of loose dogs. And he's a hot editioner that I think that I do. The two deals in the other deal that I do, but do hotel. I had two dogs in there, and two German shepherds. I like having dogs around, but to be dogs, I respect my dogs. A couple of people running around on a quad shooting dogs. It's about the community. Could be a major accident happen. You should ask the owners. Give them a chance to tie up the dogs if they want it. And there could be another way of doing it. Policies and regulations, community wouldn't be there. You know, give the people a chance, let them know this is going to happen. Because shooting dogs is not the way to do things. And these are the elders, that are the few. You don't know what, you know, the powerful of the individual animals. There was mentioned at the meeting. So maybe the chief and counsel has put it in a request to hire somebody to shoot dogs, or I don't know. So other than that, I just wanted to say it. You know, there's a lot of things that's happening right now. Programs about it. Grand Council is slowly fading away like it's about. Athabasca Health Authority is getting up. We're taking over programs, Grand Council, no hardly any program. Maybe Grand Council look after, inspecting, environment. Engineering. Three banks took over, education. It's called the Athabasca Dene Sokene Education.
John, down the street, I need some John Prince Albert.
Office. Oh, It's a big step. But still, South government, I see the thing. Slowly happening, slowly.
Huh?
We need to have our people educated that this is here.
Mm.
But still, this program here that's happening, we need more educated people so we can manage our own affairs.
Mm-hmm.
So economic development is the next another step that needs to be taken over. I know there's a right now there's an office that's happening, but we need to take over our own ownership with mining companies, exploration. What's the bother?
Mm-hmm.
Because when the exploration comes, notification don't decay. Because it's under the north of 60 and land use management. Mm-hmm. And trapping, there's three areas that have to be looked at because it's trapping and fishing still happening in our community.
Huh?
So in the near future, we're going to be taking over our own land management and resource management. Mm-hmm. We'd be looking after what our harvesting rights, so hunting rights and trapping rights, I see this summer, I'm just driving around. Why did it stop me? Under my rights, under my treaty rights, if I have a gun, it's registered.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm hunting out there, it's registered under my name. That kind of thing.
Uh-huh.
Maybe the thought of things that's happening under behind closed doors.
Mm-hmm.
And then our hunting season coming up pretty soon. We got to start educating our take only what you need. Bring back whatever, If you're going to leave some behind, make sure you bring it back next time. We're going back again. And the other thing, too, you have to report it. Those things are coming. And the other thing under education, culture and tradition, that's a good area to start educating our youth and younger generation. We have to hear out this under the dealer. Our language, clue are still under. We still need to look after our culture. How to hunt. There's a lot of things that's happening,
mm-hmm.
and also too games. Hand games, that's a tilu, and there's a lot of areas that you're bothered to do the watch and easy, we're going to cut it. The other thing that's missing that I see is we need to get youth programs and up and going. Building or something, and with their games or computers in there, they can look after their own, their place to go to communicate with each other.
Uh-huh.
You know?
Huh?
because right now there's a lot of things that's happening, and then COVID, acidity, you know, suicide. It's sad to see when you hear about it. Mm. Even today, elders and young people are passing away of illness, especially cancer.
Mm-hmm.
And still, we need to educate people in our traditional medicine. Because I know I'm a cancer survivor because of that, you know. I'm still surviving day by day, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and sometimes it's hard, but I managed to cope because I can't find medicine that will assist it. Other arthritis and muscular dystrophy, but it's about it. I'm not jealous, because I keep my mind strong. Like I walk around and I do exercise. I go don't it is high noon that is in this here because there's a lot of places I can go walk to.
Mm.
I can do shoveling out the snow outside. But still, there's other elders I need to get out and do things like that. But under the health, maybe exercising once a night or twice a week or something like that, a program in it. We got a big gym.
Huh.
You know, your elders need gotta do, you know, something, maybe a bingo after or things like that. We need to get activities going. So something like that, you know, I think about those things because it's needed.
Programs, then only for dead sometimes they're shutting, you know.
Yeah,
programs, they want to worry about a season landing is on Rainilla.
Yeah, because, you got to educate them, you know. You can't just take medicine and sit at home and dwell away with the mind and stuff like that. But they can get up and do exercise. It brings some motivation to the body and you get the healthy mind.
Hey, Marcy, don't say anything, John.
Okay, Marcy.
Have a good day.
Yeah, you too.
Bye.